It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Evil podcast?
Evil podcast.
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 It's a podcast.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast? Podcast.
You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil?
Are you?
Here comes the Soul Savior on your podcast player. And you're listening to the Evil Podcast. And I am your host, Reverend Andy. And I'm so much sweeter than your broken leader. And also sitting to the right of me, always telling stories, Craig Cardboard.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who else is here?
Our North Country boy, Tyler Daniluk, son.
Hello.
Hey, p'day.
Hey, hey.
How are you guys?
Hey, hey, hey.
I have a new microphone, so if I'm huffing and puffing, it's because I'm not used to it.
Is it?
Well, it's
better than mine, isn't it?
No, it's the same one.
Oh, it's the same microphone, okay. Yeah.
Andy downgraded in quality.
I've upgraded other technology in my life, but not the podcast technology.
Yeah, it's just I didn't want to carry the whole thingy today. I don't know.
The whole gear.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. You actually have a very good mic. So you've always had a better mic.
I always did.
Now it's just me who's making love to your ear holes.
You and I think it's very good. If you ask Tyler, the gadget fag, as we say in Swedish, it's a very crappy mic.
What's that, Andy? Mm-hmm. I can't hear you over your hands wrestling over your microphone.
Stop touching the microphone, Andy.
Yeah, I'll try. So what have you guys been doing?
I don't know.
I can start that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what did you do, Andy?
Oh.
You got something to start? Me and Tyler took a trip.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
We took a trip to the
new arena.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The wonderful mausoleum of sporting and entertainment.
Did you know that 787,000 pounds of concrete were used to make that building?
Neither did I.
Did you know that
it's not true?
Evil garden.
It's not true.
Isn't it?
No.
Did you know that there's enough electrical wire in that to wrap around the world?
Two times?
No, I did not.
Two or three times, which is more impressive.
And only 12 imported workers died while constructing.
And they were buried beneath the cement beneath the rank.
This isn't Qatar. Nobody died in Edmonton.
And one of them was clutching a loonie in his hand.
Did you know that Edmonton has the biggest HD TV in all of the arenas in North America right now?
Are we just making up facts?
No, that one is true.
These are actually all true.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a place.
Yeah.
It's wide open.
Like I said, so for listeners that don't know, they build a new evil gardens here to play hockey in.
There was a bit of a controversy, though.
Why?
So when they were doing the tour around, some people were able, you're able to sit in the first row of seats, in each section.
The loge seating?
Okay. No, not that. But in the upper bowl, some people were jumping over the chain link thing and sitting in their seats.
Of course, because we're monkeys and chimpanzees.
Yeah, basically.
And
but
you put 60,000 people in the building.
If you have someone sitting in the top row.
Yeah.
And you know how behind it there's those bar seats?
Yep.
You can't see the rink from those bar seats because those chairs that are the last
they look at
row,
the rafters.
No, the bar seats look at the back of the head and the person sitting in the very last seat. So there were all these photos of people not being able to see the ice at all from these bar stool seats because there's just a person's head right in front of them.
But what if you're tall?
Maybe, but I guess Rexall is, or Rogers Place or whatever it is, those bars are being raised 12 inches or something like that and moved backwards a little bit.
Nice.
So that you now have sight lines of the rink.
That's responsive.
Yeah. Your standing room only couldn't see the ice at all.
I don't know. I couldn't see straight after looking at those beer prices.
Yeah.
They're not as bad.
Well, isn't it $20 for a burger and fries or something like that?
It's like 16.
Ooh, okay.
But they're gourmet.
That's the gourmet
the
one.
Gourmet. Okay.
Your beer prices are actually only a dollar more than they were at the old arena.
What they should have done was made everybody think the beer prices were going to be $20.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what do you mean? They're only $11.
$11.
Oh, shit. That's a lot
still. It also looks like depending on where you're sitting, your prices change.
Really?
Because I saw pictures of some of the concessions where Gatorade was only $6 instead of $7.50.
Ooh.
It's $7.50 if you have to climb higher and you get thirstier.
I don't know. Some of them said that the more expensive prices were on the main floor, and then the higher you go, it's cheaper. But maybe that's just that's weird.
Also, the deeper the seats, the cheaper the drinks?
Maybe.
Is that... Okay.
It's a possibility.
So you guys went for a tour, right? You didn't go to an event, per se.
No.
No.
Well, the event was just everybody was walking around.
The event was the place.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
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 It was a...
I said John Fogerty is coming in October. I might go...
We rode the giant escalator.
What song is that?
Maybe it's a Creedence song.
Yeah, but what song?
That's how all of his songs go like that.
You're talking about
John Fogerty.
That Creedence song? With arms wide open. Oh, wait, that's Creed.
Sounds like Meatloaf. Oh, I don't know Creed, are you?
You don't know Creed?
I know of them. Oh, okay. I don't know any of their music, per se. Meatloaf.
I went to a Catholic high school. Of course I know the Catholic bands. Yeah.
What do you go to a Catholic high school for?
Because it's the only French immersion high school.
You don't know any French.
Why do you go to a French immersion high school?
Why?
Yeah. Because you're not French.
I took French immersion all the way through.
Oh, okay.
Why do they I took Swedish.
You might as well have Swedish immersion.
Craig's not Swedish, and he took Swedish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True enough.
He's Danish.
I'm Danish-Swedish.
Yeah.
I'm both.
You can't be both.
I'm one, my great-great-grandmother, my great-great-grandfather.
You have to pick one.
I pick...
Those two countries don't interbreed.
They interbreeded in the States when they went there.
Yeah. One was from Minnesota and one was from Wisconsin.
And look at this beautiful thing that they ended up creating, indirectly.
Andy?
You were pointing your thumb at the wall.
Yeah.
that this beautiful house.
That lamp?
Yeah.
That lamp.
They made that lamp.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, ask me what I've been doing.
What did you do?
What'd you do?
Glad you asked.
We don't really care what you did.
Okay.
We had fun together.
Fair enough. What do you want to talk about then?
Jackhammers.
What did you do, Andy?
Some house stuff, but I promised myself never to talk about my house again on the podcast because that is fucking boring.
Okay.
Well, it has to do with my house because
back to the house.
I have a. I'm not going to talk about it, but it has to do with my house.
Okay.
I have a lot of wall space. I needed something to put up there. I know you know this, Craig, because we talked about it yesterday.
Your dartboard?
No, just read it out.
Oh yeah, I saw the picture of this.
Just read.
I don't know what exactly it was, but
just read.
Is it in
dear
Swedish?
Reverend Anders?
Yeah.
Congratulations. On your decision
just one
to join the ranks of ordained ministers of the Church of Flying Spaghetti Monsters.
Yeah. So I am now a holy man.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get a certificate that I'm a reverend.
What privileges does that give you?
He gets a letter of good standing.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it immediately. Pay $25, you get a letter of good standing, and then they mail a certificate with a gold stamp on it.
As far as the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster is concerned, you are now entitled to perform social ceremonies requiring the guidance of a spiritual leader such as yourself.
Nice.
But be mindful of regulations in your community.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So $25, and now I'm a spiritual leader.
So says Bobby Henderson.
Yep.
Good old Bobby Henderson.
Good old Bobby Henderson.
He's really moved up in the religion, hasn't he? Once he just worked in the kitchen straining spaghetti. Now he wears the spaghetti strainer.
Yep.
It's wonderful.
Anyway, he boiled for your sins.
What's
That's actually one of their slogans.
Is it?
Yeah. And it's... bless you, my son, ramen.
Uh-huh. What's ramen. Your robe?
Ramen.
What does your robe look like?
It's... you are encouraged to dress like a pirate, I think.
Oh.
There's a thing with the Flying Spaghetti Monster, Church of Flying Spaghetti Monster. Pirates are very important.
Mm-hmm. Is this like, I've never actually looked into it, but is it like a Cthulhu thing?
No, it's not. It's just that, because, you know how Christians, they have like the whole cause and effect evidence, like because of this, this is this, basically. Mm-hmm. So they're like, the Flying Spaghetti Monster is like, you can see that global warming is steadily inclining, and that's directly correlation with the decrease of pirates. So therefore, we need more pirates to stop global warming.
It's inclining. I've never heard that word before. That means it's going up?
Yes.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
It's got an incline.
Incline.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think it's the proper word, but it makes sense.
Probably not.
I was like, are we trying to reverse or increase global warming?
We're trying to incline it.
By bringing more pirates along.
We actually want to decline it.
Yeah.
We declined
but
the province a couple years ago.
Anyway, I would now like to be called Reverend, at least on the podcast.
Can I call you Captain instead?
Sure. Captain Reverend.
Captain Reverend, good.
Captain Reverend Andy.
Actually, Craig seems like Captain.
Do I?
Mostly because he's wearing a pirate shirt.
Oh, yeah. Today.
A little bit.
Today it's the V-neck.
He needs frilly sleeves, but you basically look like Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay. Well.
It's not as frilly, but.
I do have news for everybody.
Well, all right.
There's a new streaming service in North Korea.
Called?
Man Bang.
Man Bang?
Man Bang?
Yep.
Tell us more.
Newscaster. Yeah, North Korea had created something that's their fight against Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They have access to like 3 TV channels.
Wow.
2 news stations.
Incredible.
And can look up stuff like animals and then watch shows about animals.
Okay. Well, was this a competition to Netflix, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Man Bang means everywhere or every direction.
I thought this was going to be very, very different.
Me too.
Than what you just said.
It was a name chosen for a device that's their answer to Netflix. Yeah. Basically, it's a box that plugs into TVs, but it's only for it's a set-top box. So
that
not,
gives you TV.
Not all North Koreans will be able to use it. But some of them will.
So the ones that have electricity.
Yep. There will be Russian and English language programs on there as well.
Hmm.
But everything has to run through the state's internet filters.
Of course.
Yep. And if you look here, I don't know if this really helps you, but this is a Man Bang.
Oh, it's the box?
Yeah. It looks like a guitar amp.
Let me see.
It looks like a... big ass iTunes TV standing on the end.
And it's that goes on your TV.
It goes on your TV.
And that's how you man bang.
But
with a 7-foot satellite dish.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling us.
I lied. 5 TV channels, 2 state-run newspapers, and...
They have a newspaper on TV?
The vice chairman of the NSA of the DPRK, Kim Jong-min, says... It's the same thing as Westerners being able to check out CNN's content on an internet-connected device.
Okay.
It's the same.
It's exactly the same.
But different.
Yeah. Welcome to the new world.
Only man-bang. The news are only biased towards the government. They don't have Fox News that is just against government.
Just think how many animal shows you can watch about unicorns.
Yes. And the sports channel where Kim Jong-un...
The golfing channel.
Yeah.
What? 7 holes in one?
Yeah.
Reality TV starring Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
how to putt straight with Kim Jong-il. Also, how to rebound with Dennis Rodman.
They're pretty vengeancy when they released that the interview, the movie about the North Korean.
It was kind of funny. It had
its moments.
I'm wondering if they
created worth
that
espionage.
Hype themselves.
Yeah,
the people who were like, oh yeah, they totally hacked our servers. We promise.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah.
You have to create hype.
Yeah.
But yeah, once that movie came out, nobody actually went to see it.
I actually saw it on demand, I think. Or
I watched it on Netflix.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to watch this before it's not available to me again.
I wonder if you can watch it on Man Bang.
Oh, yeah. Man Bang. Man Bang TV.
Only it's edited so that it's pro...
What's that horrible noise? Oh, it's the bus.
The bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the interview would be edited so it's just like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And they try to invade North Korea and Kim Jong-il stabs
them. Kills
them. Yeah.
It just goes right to an explosion.
Yeah.
That's not explained.
That's it. It's their airplane landing.
Yeah. Anyway, it's 15 minutes into the show.
Yeah. Liquor box.
Whoo.
Play the jingle.
I thought I was.
Turn up your guitar. Nice whammy bar. How long you had your whammy bar?
It's not a whammy bar.
It's not?
Effect in the computer.
Oh, it's a computer effect.
Okay. Andy. using effects.
This is a pink liquid. Whoa.
And his man bang.
His man bang fell down.
I mean man bag. Thank you. No, that's good. This is good.
This is of a... smells like a swimming pool.
Is it a brandy?
Maybe.
Your bottle looked very just brandy-ish.
Saying, Craig usually have the best guesses. Like if you give him something apple-y, he's like, this tastes like bacon.
This gasoline smells like cherries.
Horse tranquilizers.
I have a story about the first time I ever got drunk on cherry.
Yeah? This is not cherry.
Okay.
Because this
but
is...
But it tastes like cherries.
No, sherry?
Is it a
cherry?
Like sherry with an S or sherry with a S-C-H? Like sherry, the wine-based.
Yeah.
Is it a Vassal? Oh,
but that's not made of cherries.
No, I know.
Okay, good. So, I don't speak English so good.
Anyways, the story was I came late for a Swedish party, which is never a good idea.
You did come late.
Because everyone was drunk.
Yeah, you always.
And all the food was gone.
Should always be on time.
Should always be on time for a Swedish party.
Yeah.
Came late and had to slam the only thing that was left, which was sherry. I was like,
you can think of worse things. It's a bit it's a bit sweet if you have to drink a lot of it. Yeah. Anyway, what do you think this is?
I said it's a wee sop.
A wee sop? What's that?
V-S-O-P.
Oh.
No?
Correct.
It's a cognac.
Yeah. You are correct for once.
Hey. I saw the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All of these bottles look like this.
Yeah.
But what? But
Corvassi.
Help our listeners. What is cognac?
Cognac is a...
What is cognac?
Cognac is a brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Cognac is always a brandy, but brandy is not always a cognac.
Hmm.
It's a grape... a grape liquor.
Okay, it's based on grapes.
Yep. And it has to be made in the province of
Punch.
Cognac. In France, yeah.
What is Punch then?
Oh, the Swedish?
Yeah.
It's an arrack based liqueur. I think it's only drunk. I think it's only sold in Sweden, as far as I know.
Now,
it's very, very sweet.
Is it served hot or cold? I can't remember.
Yes.
Thank you.
Served it chilled or hot.
Oh, both.
Yeah. Usually if you have it with pea soup and pancakes, it's served hot if it's cold out. Or you could drink it on the rocks.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, we eat pea soup and pancakes. Thin pancakes. On Thursdays.
Fake pancakes.
On Thursdays.
Yeah.
You roll up those thin pancakes into a straw so you can drink your soup.
No, it's not a smooth pea soup. Like, we don't do smooth stuff. It's lumpy with peas and chunks of pork.
So you roll it into a bigger straw.
No, you put What's some mustard in it and eat it with a spoon.
Oh, okay.
And then you eat your pancakes.
You dip the pancake into the soup?
Mm-mm.
No.
Like bread and butter chicken?
I don't know who came up with that. Let's eat pea soup and let's have pancakes.
That's all that was left.
It's
probably
it's
something Viking related because there was no other food.
I'd make that if I didn't have much food left.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was a poor country at one point. Like, people were boiling their leather belts to make soup.
Really?
Yeah, like in the 1800s when we had, like, the mass immigration to America. Like, farmers sometimes were so poor they didn't have anything to eat. So, like, the last thing was, like, take off your leather belt and boil it. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. I think the Russian soldiers did that, too, in some war.
I was a little bit poor this year, and
that's why your pants are falling down now.
Yes, that's right.
All of his belts are gone. Yeah,
that's why he's wearing suspenders.
And I ate
the power cord
at my lowest point. I ate oatmeal with peanut butter to get some protein in there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wonder what is the cheapest you can get.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
It's probably some corn gruel.
I don't know. If you make a big enough pot of spaghetti, that can last you a week, and that doesn't cost
probably
that much.
Probably could,
yeah.
Like $5 will buy you sauce. And
Luckily, it was only a 3-day stint there where there was too much month left at the end of the money.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens sometimes.
It hasn't happened to me in a while since.
I mean, your body makes protein, too.
Which means?
Your body what?
Said your body makes protein.
We are protein.
What do you mean makes protein?
Well, Craig, just jerk off in a glass.
Yeah, but you would probably burn more calories than you would get.
Yeah, but you'd also have a good time.
Yes, it's
and
cheap
all your problems would float away.
Thank you for disgusting me.
Well, no, I try.
I'm still busy drinking my sherry.
Mm-hmm.
Cognac.
I'm busy trying to open a beer bottle.
That's good. I know why Tyler gave these away. Because
why?
It's probably only, like, that stuff is good, maybe two bottles, like the root beer.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like, or if you just keep drinking it and then forget you're drinking something with alcohol in it.
Did you say what he's giving away? Did we talk about that?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
No.
We have.
That's sweet.
We have orange cream ale. Hard orange cream ale.
I thought it was going to taste more like the tangerine beer you usually drink.
No, it's like a creamsicle with alcohol in it.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Just like the hard root beer was good until I went and bought some for my sister, and I bought the Mad Jack stuff, which...
I've never had that.
Oh, it's
bad.
Awful.
Or
it's still trying to be beer.
Yeah. They label that, though, as beer. Like, a lot of those hard root beers, are like, they label them as spiced beers. Not like root beer with alcohol.
Yeah, this is beer that tries a little bit to taste like root beer until the end. And then it's like it pulls the towel off and like...
It's mostly it's just beer. Diarrhea and beer, more or less.
You're on a gross fest
I try
today.
Hard. Yeah.
Stop that.
Mm.
Well, I have good news out of China.
Yeah, actually I have another news that is about my house that I'm not going to talk
house?
About. Yeah.
Please tell us.
Do we need a song?
A thrilling
song. No, we don't need a song.
Andy's house.
Not dreaming
about Andy's house. Andy's broken house.
Anyway, we came home from work. It was just before I got home from work, and Alice gotten back, and it was smelling outside like sewage.
Mm-hmm.
And she had opened a window, so it smelled indoors too. So she's like, I think it's from the outside. So she just called the city and said, like, just been a weird smell outside for a couple of days, like sewage or something. And the woman said, where do you live? And like this address. I'm going to send a fire department now. And I was like, no, don't do that. It's a sewage smell. She's like, it could be gas. I have to. So like 2 minutes, I walk in the door and
But wait.
Oh my God.
But something was going on with you. At the moment that the police...
Andy had a migraine,
didn't he?
Did I?
Was laying on his bed.
Yeah, you said you had a migraine.
You said you woke up as shirtless firefighters stormed into your house and carried you out on their shoulder.
I didn't even remember that. I thought I came home from work. Yeah, I came home from work, went to bed, and Alex was on the phone.
Wait a minute.
We read this
story.
This
sounds like a male strip club fantasy.
Boom, boom.
Jeez, I can't even remember my stories. Anyway, the fire...
We can, because we read them on Facebook.
Yeah, you had some rage on Facebook, and we just encouraged you to be a bit more angry.
Well, we encouraged Andy to follow his latent homosexuality.
Well, my wife was in the house, so, you know.
Yeah, and the magic mic showed up.
How does it feel to be picked up by a man?
I'm glad you were making the story better than it was.
Actually. Yeah.
Because mine was just like, my wife was really embarrassed that I had to go talk to the neighbors. This is better.
You could, you could talk to the neighbors?
No, she was embarrassed and felt like she had to go explain to the neighbors what was going on.
Oh.
Because there was two...
You know
two,
what?
Two fire trucks coming.
That stuff happens, though.
And while she did that, I fucked him.
Holy. Craig had a sonic boom.
I figured I should go. It wasn't that funny.
In what
in front of the dark
in what
board.
Room?
It was tiki.
It was good because it was a shift from the... From the shirtless fireman carrying you out to you taking a very active role.
Yeah.
Andy took him.
I was the giver because he had given so much already.
All hail our firefighters.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, after all, 9/11 just passed.
Yes. Never forget.
Never forget.
Or get over it, whatever.
Yeah. Can I go into mine?
Yeah, sorry.
Speaking of never forget.
Yeah.
China news.
Yeah. Hold on here.
Do you have a new girlfriend? You've been looking at a lot of Asian news lately.
But the China news is, and also never forget, a baby gorilla named Harambe McHarambe Face.
Uh-huh.
Nope, I heard of not this, likely. Yeah. A baby gorilla was born in China, and an online vote was hacked. And the top vote getter is Harambe McHarambe Face.
Was it really hacked?
Yeah.
I thought it was a legit voting.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? But
that's just not funny in China.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to actually call him that. That's what I heard.
Who?
According
the Chinese people.
Yeah. According to this to
we're
a like, site.
Yeah, we're going
to
call him that.
Tyler?
According to a site for something called the Boston Leader, staff at a Jinhua Zoo in Zhejiang, China, had no choice but to call a baby gorilla Harambe McHarambe Face after it became the overwhelming favorite on its online poll. The site credits Chinese language media.
Yeah, so are they going to call him that?
There's no stories in China and or on the zoo's webpage that mention it at all. And the Boston Leader has no online presence other than this link.
Oh, okay.
So probably not, but...
I thought they were, of course, but I haven't...
Always remember Harambe.
Yeah.
And Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah.
That's all.
So,
Go China.
You can get heroin in Canada now on prescription, apparently.
Can you?
Yeah.
Have you tried?
No, I just read it in a Swedish newspaper.
It's called morphine.
No, actual heroin, because they have that fentanyl plague down in BC.
Yeah.
So they're like, as far as I understood it, you can get it now if you're a heroin addict and don't respond to any other medication.
Oh, okay. So like harm reduction?
Yeah.
So now it really makes sense.
Yeah.
So people don't go and get the fentanyl.
And also with heroin, as I understand it, like if you're doing heroin, it's not actually harmful to your organs or anything. Like it's only harmful because you can OD or get like not pure stuff. But apparently if you get pure stuff and you don't do too much of it, it doesn't actually harm your body. But except for that it's like highly, highly, highly addictive, of course. So you probably want to stay off it anyways, Craig. But
yeah, don't do heroin, Craig. This is your
But I guess because it's so addictive, you'll do, which means you will do anything to get it.
Yeah.
And like, that's where the problems come?
Yeah, I that's think what so. Happened that's with what Andy. Harm reduction.
That firefighter had heroin.
Yeah.
He did anything.
Don't abuse that joke. It was funny once.
Oops. Sorry, I burped in the microphone. Yeah.
Go on, Craig.
Go on. Yeah. Look, I'm getting full lounge mode on this couch here. It's quite nice.
Looking like a firefighter. Take off your shirt.
Andy, paint him like one of your French girls.
Yeah.
Do you paint French girls, Andy?
Craig, he promised he'll that's be how there he got with his cognac. Me when I paint my masterpiece.
Yeah.
I think harm reduction is the way to go with most things. I don't think you can stop people from doing bad things because it's fun doing them.
Well, what's it's not just about money, it's about people, of course. It's less expensive to do harm reduction.
Yeah.
And get people into treatment and
not make them criminals.
Isn't that one of the big defending points of like legalizing weed too? Harm reduction.
But I don't know how much harm cannabis actually does.
Yeah, but a lot of people
pain reduction.
Place it, right?
So, pardon?
Like it can be very impure sometimes.
Yeah, I guess
so. Knowing that it comes from a site that's government sanctioned.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I think that's one of their ways of pushing it through and then saying, oh yeah, we also make a ton of money.
Well, it is much better than having like the spice thingy, this synthetic cannabis that was legal, then they make it illegal.
Yeah.
So they change a molecule in it so it's still legal. And then they keep doing that until it gets more dangerous.
I talked with an American who sells like marijuana paraphernalia wholesale to all these different like whatever paraphernalia shops.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, I had no idea what he's talking about.
No.
You talked to me for about 5 minutes about all this stuff, and I looked at his website, and I'm like, this is like Greek to me. I don't understand.
Like what?
Anything.
Like, can you give me an example that you remember? No.
Dabbers and...
Oh.
Yeah, you don't know dabs?
I don't know what a dab
is. Oh, dabs. People are into dabs.
A bunch of stuff.
How to take marijuana and make it smoke and inhale it into my lungs. That's all I know about cannabis, basically.
Yeah. I was just like, is that where you put the stuff so the smoke comes out?
Yeah.
And it was complex. And I'm just like, okay.
There is a lot of science to it.
I'm sure there is.
There's too much science.
I'm sure there is, but if I'm a first-time Canadian, or not first-time Canadian, first-time it's legal in Canada, whatever, next spring, and I'm like, how do I do this better?
First time weeder.
I go on his website. Yeah. I'm like, I'm totally, totally confused.
I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of newbie sites on the internet if we legalize it.
How to do a weed.
Dear Yahoo Answers.
How do I weed better?
I want a glass of weed. What do I do? Like, do I put it in a syringe?
Whoops.
Yeah.
Chew it really hard. Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, sports news.
Sports news.
We're full of news. Let's get some sports music.
So
no music for that. No.
I just played the music.
CM Punk, the wrestler.
I know this.
Thought he could fight for real, so he fought in the UFC. After practicing for 2 years to join the UFC, he fought.
Who is this guy?
CM Punk. He's a
professional wrestler. He was a WWE guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He took like Brazilian jiu-jitsu and shit for 2 years. He stepped into the octagon.
Yep.
And he lasted 2 minutes. And 1 minute and 58 seconds, he was lying on his back trying to protect himself from raining knuckles.
Do you know that? You know who Wilt Chamberlain was?
Yes.
I thought it was a submission.
It was a submission, but it was a lot of ground and pound before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Yeah. At least he got himself in good shape. What do you do with that afterwards? Like, I've been working all this time, and then you lose.
He had a very good press conference thing, too, though.
Oh, but being a
He's very disappointed in himself, and he knows that he can do better than that, and he will next time.
That's like someone's...
that's like a six-year-old child who, like... I don't know.
Yeah, it's like someone said, it's like a kid or a guy who's really, really good at Guitar Hero and then goes up on stage with Neil Young trying to play the solo to Cortez the Killer on a real guitar. I'm a fighter, I promise.
Starts playing Smoke in the Water instead. Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
I listened to a broadcast
the one with
about
AIDS,
this.
Right?
No, I think he did.
I think he died from that, maybe.
Did he? Chamberlain?
Yep. 7'3", something like that.
See the black guy, or is that Bill Russell? Was Will Chamberlain the white guy?
No, Will Chamberlain was the black guy.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Russell, too, actually. Sorry, I'm confusing.
Bill Russell was also black? You're screwing up my story.
Chamberlain on the Atlanta Hawks? Is that the one?
I don't
Can't remember.
Anyways, he was a tall guy, 7'3".
Okay.
And there's this theory that athletes secretly believe in the back of their minds that they are good at every sport, that they could actually be champs at anything they do. So
you're talking Michael Jordan.
Well, there's a Michael Jordan syndrome.
Tim Tebow.
Bo Jackson. Tim Tebow decided I can play sports and host a show.
Yeah,
on
but
TV.
Bo knows.
Bo knows.
Well, the difference with Bo Jackson was he was very good at both, though.
Yes.
Okay,
so that's the exception.
Bo
but
knows.
Yeah.
Which set off a bunch of other people.
Yeah. Deion Sanders was good at both, right?
Was he? Further back in time. Anyways, he decided, I'm really good at this.
Yeah.
So he did.
I haven't heard the story.
I've slept with...
Only 1,000
women at this point.
Yeah.
Or 15,000. I'm going to fight Muhammad Ali.
Really? Will Chamberlain? I didn't know this.
And so they set up the fight. They hyped it all up. And then they had a press conference.
Yeah.
And... They're talking, and the only thing Muhammad Ali said the whole time, anytime they asked him a question was, Timber! Timber! He kept saying, like, 8 times, and then Wilt Chamberlain ran out of the press conference. Canceled the fight.
Or he canceled it?
Canceled the fight.
Oh, that's why I never heard about it.
Canceled the fight. Like, Muhammad Ali just scared the shit out of him.
Muhammad Ali is an interesting guy because he was like good is what he does. He was funny and he was intelligent. It's rare to see in a sports person.
Yeah.
Craig's mic technique there was pretty top notch.
Dangling everything. Anyway, yeah.
Whew.
So what else in sports? The Blue Jays offense is slumping. Good time to be slumping, but never mind. The World Cup of Hockey is starting tomorrow. 2 days ago it started when we aired this.
You mean the real thing is going to start now?
Yeah,
yes, the
old Canada Cup.
So now that they've injured like 17 players, they're hoping to injure 42 more.
I think they've
more.
Only injured once. One.
One guy?
Who?
Yeah,
Connor McDavid?
Seguin got injured.
Yeah, I think he hurt his knee or
something. Who does he play for?
Something. Dallas?
Oh, okay. Who cares then?
But the fun news is... with all this World Cup of Hockey stuff.
Yeah.
There have been four people for Canada's team that decided not to go. And to this point, Taylor Hall is still not invited to the team.
they really don't like him.
They don't like Taylor
Hall. They don't like this guy.
Nope,
and what did he do?
Even the Oilers traded him, so he can't be that good.
Nope.
I think maybe he beats his puppy.
Maybe.
It's something that's not hockey related.
I know what we should talk about.
Oh, hold on. I just want to do. So Connor McDavid is captaining the under-23s.
Mm-hmm. And the Oilers in 2 weeks once this tournament's over.
Yeah, you think so?
Probably.
Because that's what they were
saying. Wait, what do you hear right now?
Probably a dog.
Probably someone moving in the kitchen, I think.
Oh, okay. A human?
A dog.
So, yeah, they think because his jersey is in the middle of the dressing room when they had the press picture of the new dressing room, they think he's going to be the captain for the Oilers,
too. I think he would be the captain because the Oilers coach and the Oilers general manager both picked him to captain the team of the best players under the age of 24.
I think it's just a practice. Maybe. Just a practice run.
Yeah, isn't it a little bit early to have a 19-year-old be a captain?
I don't know. That Swede was 19.
Who? Was he?
Landeskog.
Oh, for what team?
Colorado.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, how did they do?
Not really good.
They alternate.
I mean, I'm just saying it's a risky move. Because
Colorado has alternated. They've made the playoffs, missed the playoffs, made the playoffs, missed the playoffs, made the playoffs, missed the playoffs.
Yeah. All I'm saying, it could make or break a young player depending on his psyche.
I hope it doesn't because...
No, obviously.
We've fucked up almost every other draft pick.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying it might be a little bit early.
That orange light is extremely bright. Can you turn that off?
Yeah, we're wrapping up soon.
Okay.
We got Lucic, too. He could be captain.
He could be.
Yeah.
Captain Cheech.
I was going to say the other news from this past little bit was the new iPhone.
Yeah. How do you can drop it in the toilet.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the headphone situation, Craig?
I take it you already ordered it, Craig?
No, but somebody yesterday mentioned that I could trade mine in, and I just replaced mine because I dropped it on the floor, and it didn't crack the screen.
Oh.
So I guess I could trade it in and get some credit and then maybe pay $100 or something.
Hmm.
Or maybe not.
No? Then you could play Pokemon Go on the top brand new phone.
Oh, barf.
Pokemon Go.
Who cares about the headphones?
That is both waterproof and you can no longer listen to music on it.
For an Android user, what's up with the headphones?
So they removed the headphone jack on the phone.
Oh, okay.
But the phone now ships with an adapter that plugs into the charger port.
Right.
That lets you plug your headphone jack.
So it's all fine.
It is,
but why,
except
though?
You can't charge your phone at the same time as you listen to music through your headphones. Because they use the same thing. But wait, there's more. There's an adapter that lets you plug your charger in and your headphones into an adapter that plugs into that adapter.
You have to get 5 adapters?
Talk about accessories and marketing,
I Apple. Have to say that's one thing that annoys me with iPhones. Also with Sony MP3 players, the proprietary charging connecting things.
See you later, sir.
See you, TJ.
Here's what I can say.
Craig's calm and low waving goodbye for the night. It's going out.
The company that... Okay. How's this for Samsung? Their fucking phone is blowing up.
Well, yeah, that's bad too.
That's bad. That is, and so a lot of these third-party charger kind of stuff like can basically make your phone go on fire.
Oh, really?
So I'd rather pick the proprietary end.
I don't care. I think everything should... Can't they just pick one? I don't care if it's Apple's or someone else. Can't just everybody pick one?
Nope.
Yeah. For everything.
I think the other problem was like, I don't understand why they even need to switch chargers other than to sell new chargers. When they switch from the old style to that new Lightning or whatever.
Because the Lightning port carries more information on it.
So they say.
Somehow. I don't know how.
Yeah, and also now it can be your headphone jack.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've gone on too long, I think. I think we should wrap it up. Got to save something for next week.
Viva la revolution.
Unless you have any objections.
I have no objections.
Okay.
See you next week, folks.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Willy Wonka.
Talk a little bit more because I need an outro song.
The first time I saw Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons as Willy Wonka.
Sorry, Gene Wilder.
You mean Gene Roddenberry?
Do you know that there's a Kiss cologne called Kiss Him?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's squeezed from the dirty sweatshirt of
Did you do it?
Gene Simmons. And also a mascara by Alice Cooper.
I think Andy kissed him.
And he liked it.
Who did I kiss?
The firefighter.
Yes, I did.
He kissed a boy and he liked it.
From Reverend Andy, Craig, and from Tyler, this has been Radio Evil on Fired Satellite. See you next week.
Is this Oasis?
No, the Charlatans.
Oh, okay. Kind of sounds like Oasis.
Are we talking while the song plays?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I think Oasis would have sued us if that was the case.
This guy sounds like he was kicked in the balls.
This was before Oasis' first album.
It sounds like he could be Oasis.